Hello everyone, this is Matt Jones with QRlicious, giving you a quick tip. Here I'm going to be kind of giving you some inspiration on what to think about when you're creating your QR code and where to link it. Now there's one golden rule that everyone should follow when they're creating a QR code, and that is to have the QR code linking to a mobile site or a mobile page, something that is mobile friendly. And by that I mean, when you go to a lot of websites from a mobile browser, you'll notice that it doesn't, it's very large. You have to zoom in. Some of the links don't work. You have to scroll sentence to sentence. And it just makes a very distasteful experience. Now, there's also two questions you want to ask yourselves before you make your QR code. What does the consumer get for scanning the QR code? And two, what does the business get out of it for every consumer that scans the QR code? For the consumer side, it's going to be the big reason why they even scan the QR code in the first place. Coupons is the number one reason why QR codes are scanned. The second, instructions, more information on a product. Third, mobile commerce, get them to purchase a product and have it shipped, or reserve a spot for an event, or reserve a table, something very functional and useful for the person scanning the QR code. Now, the second question, what does the business get out of every scan? And this more goes into what is that business's goal that they want to get out of the QR code. Do they want to get more Facebook fans, or is it possibly just more orders? Could it be they just want to make it a lot easier for guests to reserve tables and find their location? It could all be as simple as that. But basically, before you make the QR code, you need to do those three things. One, make sure it goes to a mobilized friendly page. Two, make sure the consumer gets something useful out of it. And three, make sure the business, your business, gets something in return for every scan. This is Matt Jones with QRlicious with my quick tip on what to link a QR code to. Feel free to give QRlicious a call or email if you have any other questions. Thank you, and I hope these tips prove to be helpful.